Our pal Julian Edelman joins us here on the Hillman Morning Show at 7:01. What's up, J.E.?
What's up, pal?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, wide awake.
Look, he's
Someone's wide awake.
He's wide awake and alive this morning. How you doing? Cool.
I'm good. I just got a nice little lift in, getting ready for the day.
All right, good.
Yo, nice. Friday.
I got my lift in this morning also, bright and early.
You know?
Yeah.
What were you point me in the direction of the gym.
Yeah, I'm a bison back. What's today, Friday? Bison back
oh,
today.
Oh, compounding set, sorry.
Do you do bison back together? I'm not sure.
Julian, I just want to ask, with your lift, Do you include the reading machine? Do you get like a couple of chapters in while you're banging out the punch?
As you know, football players and athletes, I don't know how to read. So I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea how to read, LB. Leave the kid alone.
Hey, 165 kg bench press.
Hey, we were just talking about the Washington Redskins and do you think that name is offensive? Do you think the NFL ought to see if they can get a name change there?
You know, it's tough. You know, I don't know if it's offensive. I mean, I personally am not educated on the subject, but you know, if people take it to offense, I could see it going either way. You know, it's a tradition for DC, but you know, I could see how people get offended. I kind of just stand in the middle and worry about the New England Patriots.
Of course, you do. Kent State? What were you over there at Kent State?
We were the Golden Flashes. So if put it in your mind, if a eagle and a lightning bolt somehow had a kid, that's what we were.
All right, the Golden Flashes. All right, that's
fitting for an incredibly liberal university.
That's true. That's true. Well, we were talking about Sunday with Logan Mankins last hour, and I'm sure that. After what you've gone through when it comes to rehabbing the injury and stuff like that, you're pretty excited for the season to start.
You know, I'm very excited. You know, this is what you put a lot of your time and effort in the off season. And, you know, especially if you're rehabbing or something, it's just going to be exciting and fun to get out there and play the game that you love. And I'm looking forward to it.
You feel any extra pressure because when it comes to the receiving core, you're really the guy who knows.
You're the old man.
You're the guy who knows. You're the guy who Tom Brady knows best.
You know, I'm not even really thinking about that. It's as repetitive as that may sound. You know, we have so much stuff going on here. We're just worried about, you know, getting better every day. You know, practicing, taking things from the classroom to the grass, and preparing for Buffalo.
Logan said that could be a tough place to play up there because there's a lot of noise and the beginning of the game anyway, and hopefully you take him out of it. But you agree that that's a tough spot to play?
You know, Buffalo is a very fun place to play. You know, their crowd's going to be live. You're going to be rolling in on the bus, and you're going to see all the fans barbecuing, you know, doing things to you that you probably can't say on this air. But, and that's what makes the game fun. It's just exciting, and they're going to be loud. They're going to be all riled up. It's the first game of the season. It's a divisional game, and they know the importance of the game just like we do.
Did you get to watch last night, see Wes play at all last night?
I watched the first half, and, he did pretty well. And you look at that situation, you say, man, he's a buddy of mine, and, you know, he said that's just Wes doing Wes, and you know, that's all you can think of it. Because over here, we're kind of worried about what we're doing right now, and we'll worry about that stuff later.
Well, do you mean you're taking it game to game?
Yes,
I'm taking it. I'm taking this Friday practice.
Just today. We don't even know there's a game on.
It's not even yet, Greg. I mean, I still have to go in and go to this meeting and learn and gain human capital. Yeah. For this game.
Oh, that's good. So what do you have, like a receivers-only meeting? Logan said he had the captain's meeting. What do you have? What meeting do you have today?
We got a bunch of meetings. We meet with everyone, and, you know, you always meet with everyone. So we'll leave it at that.
All right, Spaz has a question.
I had two questions.
The man who once tried to cover you has a question.
Well, I'm upset at one point, and I have a little conspiracy theory. I believe you had a hand in having Tim Tebow booted off the team. are you the emergency quarterback?
You're going to have to ask Coach Belichick on that question.
Is there anybody else on the team that's played the position other than yourself that's not playing an NFL
maybe
quarterback?
Played it high school. Anybody else?
Well, J.B. was a college quarterback.
I know. Anybody else that was a college quarterback?
Spaz, I'm just trying to learn this playbook still. I mean, this is my fifth year in the system.
You got my
I'm not worried
booted.
About. I'm not worried about other guys in high school what they play. I'm worried about the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, listen, J.E., answer the question. Have you ever taken a rep at quarterback in a Patriots practice?
You know, I mean, we have scout team and stuff. There's every once in a while, you know, you have a running quarterback. Coaches are putting guys in that could do stuff like that. I'm not necessarily saying it's me, but
Logan Mankins.
Okay, now another one.
Logan Mankins is he's played the scout on the read option.
Will you participate in defensive plays this year?
I have no clue. I mean, it's so early, and like I said, I'm trying to just get down this receiver thing. I mean, gosh, Bass, can we just get some receiver questions instead of all these other things?
Hey, listen, this is all very important to me when I'm trying to select my fantasy lineup for the week. Because if there's a possibility,
you know what?
You're going to play quarterback this week.
It sounds like Spaz. You know, what movie was that from where he goes, oh, yeah, you know, it's Step Brothers where... Yeah, I manage a team. Oh, like a high school team? Well, no. A Pop Warner team? No, I actually do fantasy. I mean, that's bad in a nutshell.
Yep, 100%.
That is really, true.
Come on. Right. Ray Rice screwed me last night. The guy had like 36 yards. What a bum.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, good luck. Absolute good luck. We're really excited about Sunday. I know you guys are too. So we'll be watching you on Sunday. All right, pal?
For sure, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thank you. There goes Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots, Hillman Huddle.